Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. If this is your first time here, I'm here most weekdays running down our day's top stories. There are plenty of ways to tune in. On our site, mailtribune.com, or on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. Here are the top stories for Wednesday, March 28th, 2018. First up, the underground diesel tank at Ashland's Astro 76 gas station was mistakenly filled with gasoline the last week of January, forcing several diesel vehicle owners to replace their fuel systems at the station owner's cost. WSCO Petroleum, which owns 37 Astro stations in Oregon and Washington, paid for repairs of several late-model vehicles at area dealerships. Joe Tate, general manager of BMW in Medford, said the dealership replaced fuel systems on three fairly new vehicles, at a cost of $16,000 to $20,000 each, but it took a while to figure out what was wrong with them. WSCO officials did not return repeated calls over several days, seeking details such as how many diesel vehicles received the gas, how the mistake was made, and whether the company has done outreach to all possibly affected owners based on credit card and other information. An attendant at the gas station said employees were told not to comment on the situation. Christina Edmondson, of the State Consumer Protection Agency in the Oregon Department of Justice, said it has received no complaints about the matter. Next up, Northwest grape growers repeatedly have seen smoke from wildfires envelop the region in recent years, raising legitimate concerns about the effects of smoke on the finished product. Elizabeth Tomasino of Oregon State University's Oregon Wine Research Institute had disconcerting news about smoke taint for growers and winemakers during a recent symposium. To the disappointment of a lot of people, there is currently no way to get rid of it, Tomasino said in an interview this week. Any single place that experienced smoke during the growing season will have smoke taint to some extent. Aroma compounds are absorbed through the leaves and grape skins and make their way into the berries. Some varietals are more susceptible to taint, and some are more resistant. Pinot Noir, synonymous with Oregon beyond the state boundaries, isn't among the resistant. Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah are among more resistant grapes. And last up, a relatively trouble-free 3 months have passed for a homeless shelter in Medford, a far cry from complaints of disorderly conduct and other problems last year that raised alarms with both the City Council and Medford Police. In 2017, 119 calls were logged for emergency service at the Kelly Shelter, compared with 23 this year. The shelter, located in the basement of First United Methodist Church, 607 West Main Street, is open from January 1st through March 31st. The shelter will close for the year Saturday. Last year was the first year of its operation. Police responded to 10 calls for disorderly conduct and one for menacing in 2017, but only three for disorderly conduct this year, and no menacing calls. In addition, 29 homeless people have found more permanent housing because of improved one-on-one time with each of the 50 people who can sleep in the shelter at night. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. And if you want to stay connected to us throughout the day, follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good one.